This episode is being recorded out of Shop Talk Podcast Studios in Oak Park, Michigan. For more information, visit www.shoptalkpod.com. Welcome back, everybody. It's yet another week of your favorite nurse and passion pick-me-up. It is your lovely lady, Nurse Ivory.
And I'm Nurse Ebony, here to bring your PRN dose of refreshments and narcotics.
You guys, I died last week, but then was resurrected after long days in the bed. I freaking got influenza A, and I'm like still upset about it. Okay,
you're still kind of like a little crumpy.
I'm not even 100%.
No, I heard you coughing coming up here.
I have a history of asthma, so my lungs are still only, I would say they're like 75 right now. Mm-hmm. Like every day I still kind of feel a little short of breath. Mm-hmm. I had to take steroids. Like I've never had the flu in my life. Mind you, I'm not going to go on my whole rant about the flu vaccine, but as most people are, as nurses, we are forced to get it, whether we agree or don't. Mm-hmm. And I never got the flu shot until I became a nurse. Never had the flu. Then I kind of like never had the flu even after becoming a nurse. Mm-hmm. And then for the first time in 31 years, I get influenza, and it felt like the worst thing. I felt like death was sitting on my doorstep, like, yeah, looking at me like, hey, girl.
No offense, but I could see it in your face. We had a FaceTime meeting, and
you did not look miserable. Great. Like, it just, I don't wish it. I do wish it on my worst enemies, to be honest. But we're back.
I'm glad you're feeling better.
Because I'm not dying anymore.
Yay.
Isn't
Amen.
That great?
She is back. She hath risen.
I hath risen. For yet another amazing episode, you guys. And I hope me wishing death upon my enemies doesn't make me go viral, because today we are going to talk about nurses going viral. Like, people are really striving for this.
Yeah.
Would you want to ever go viral?
I don't
like,
know.
Like, honestly, would you...
If it was for the right reasons, because, you know, I don't know, there's always going to be somebody that's upset about mm-hmm. something that you say.
Like, No matter what.
So we all know, based on my history, I have anxiety. And if I read some haters about something I said or did, it would crush me.
So is that a no?
I think it's probably a no, but we'll see. Maybe we'll go viral one day.
I don't know. I'm pretty much at a firm no.
Yeah.
Like I'm one of those people that is totally okay not being known. Mm-hmm. Like, as you guys know, we maintain some bit of
anonymity.
Anonymity. I feel like Dora.
All right, right.
Dory. See, off of Finding Nemo. But we maintain just a little bit of distance, because I don't really have this like need for people to like think that they know me or mm-hmm. know me. To be very frank. But that doesn't mean I don't have something to say, or it doesn't mean I don't have views to share mm-hmm. and, you know, want to be somewhat encouraging of mm-hmm. some sort to you fellow listeners. But the whole viral thing, and like,
I feel like just, people are really reaching for that as a goal.
Oh, it's like a thing. It's so
like,
a thing.
What is something outrageous I can say or do?
And then bam, explode. Everybody know me.
Yep.
And everybody digging into me. Have you seen that documentary, Don't Fuck With Cats?
Oh, God.
Okay. Oh. So, like, it makes me think of, like, you go viral, and then next thing you know, there's a whole Facebook group created to, like, tear you down, trying to
figure
out who
you are. Yeah, except that guy was, like, a real motherfucker.
Yeah, he's real fucking crazy. Yeah. But that's now, what I've always associated going
but
viral
But those
with.
Internet people, like, they will find
they
you.
They will find you.
They'll find where you work.
Where
they'll
you last
find,
ate a taco at.
They'll find your mother's maiden name. They'll
where
find
you went to middle school.
The street name of the house you grew up on.
It's crazy.
Your pet's name. all of it.
Because in that documentary, they was like looking at the vacuum. Oh, this vacuum is made in North America.
Yeah, and only like, North America.
Only in North America.
And this picture on the wall or the wall outlet.
The wall outlet. Yeah. It's not American.
It's from Russia.
Right.
Oh, you guys, it is a good documentary if you want to watch it.
I'm sorry for that sidestep. Excellent documentary. Okay.
Excellent. Very sad.
I passed it like 800 times on Netflix. Like, I don't even fucking like cats. Sorry to all you cat people out there. I do not like cats.
Yeah, but even if you don't like cats, this is still a good movie to watch.
It is. It broke my heart just a little bit. Okay, cats. I guess you got okay, to
I like
you.
I like you a little bit. Now I kind of want a pet cat.
Oh gosh. It's like, I hate to say this, but one of my favorite sayings when I'm like really angry, right? Like so angry, I just don't know how to do anything. I go, "Oh, I'm so mad I could kick a kitten."
Oh no. Those internet people are going to get you. Mad. You're about to go viral.
But that just makes me, I mean, obviously I don't kick a kitten, but it just sounds good. The way you say it, kick a kitten. Anyways.
It rhymes.
It rhymes.
Okay.
But so nurses recently, they like to go viral. I mean, with
especially cute young white women.
It's just their thing. They fit the aesthetic of viralness. Period.
Right.
I mean,
they're trying to get attention.
Oh man. There's nurses that are very well known in social media. They post things. It gets tons of likes. But I feel like it's like inside the nursing community.
Right.
So, you know, outside of it, a lot of people don't even know what's going on. They have no idea who these people are. But inside our community, we're aware, right?
Yeah, and we have our own humor. We have our own like stances on things. And there's just, I don't know. Unwritten rules, unwritten like
there's
trends in the nursing community. Like we're a family.
It's a secret
language. It's a secret language, and it's
until
like a club.
Other people find
it's a club. Yeah,
like there was one nursing meme Instagram where the creator got fired from their job.
I saw that. That's terrible.
It's like a whole thing, but I don't, because we post these jokes. Which are jokes to us, but obviously aren't jokes to other people. Mm-hmm. So, first example, big example, this happened last year. A nurse, and I didn't know this girl was a nurse because I used to follow her on Vine. For all you non-TikTok people.
Oh, Vine. Vine. You really throw it back.
Okay. Vine, I used to follow her on Vine. She was funny on Vine. Yeah. I had no idea she was a nurse. So she goes by the name of D Rose. I'm not sure where she's from, and I don't really care. I'm not going to put that out there because I'll say later. But she faced tons of backlash when her video, meant for nurses, went ridiculously viral. Ridiculously viral. In the video, it is her imitating a patient. She is the patient and she is the nurse. So she's playing both worlds. She's imitating the patient, faking like they cannot breathe. And then she turns their breathing pattern into a rap. And says, quote,
out of breath.
What'd she say? Bitch can't catch her breath or something like that at the end. Whatever. And she's like, you know, dancing it out the room. And then the patient stops. All of a sudden, the patient's no longer out of breath and can't breathe. And she's just looking at her.
Rolling
mad,
her eyes. Yeah.
Like, why don't you believe me? Mm-hmm. So this video, obviously, that we just chuckled at, was viewed 15 million times by more than just nurses, and it like created like a whole hashtag, which was patients aren't faking.
Oh, please. Okay, so this is one instance where I really will defend the nurse. Like, I'm sorry, if you can't find humor in some things in your job, like.
But there was nurses like divided on this.
There's always that nurse.
Super divided about she should not have filmed this in a patient setting, even though there was like no markings of any affiliation anywhere in there. It was an empty patient room. There was nobody around. It was just her.
No.
And apparently she's filmed in this room multiple times before and has permission to film in the room. So,
yeah.
So that was one thing. Then people said she shouldn't have been like, this is a joke that should have been kept only between nurses. And it's like, well,
it was meant for nurses.
It was.
And I think it's hilarious because guess what? Patients do fake it. And it's really frustrating. I mean, I don't know. I have witnessed a fake seizure countless of times.
Oh, my God. Fake seizures are my favorite.
And they're so easy to catch.
Because they're like, I'm seizing. Like, first of all.
And you're, like, watching the monitor, and, like, literally none of their vitals are changing, and they're just, like, shaking around on the bed.
Don't you see? One person was like, I'm seizing. You need to get the Ativan. I'm like, I don't think that's how it works like that.
It don't work like that. I had a patient once tell me, I have, what did she say? Body tension syndrome.
Where
she's like, yeah, my muscles, all the muscles of my whole body will spasm all of a sudden. But basically she made that diagnosis up, and
I'm gonna have to WebMD that.
No, there ain't nothing. Are you sure? Already Googled it.
It's not a thing.
Ain't no 100%
positive.
Ain't not a thing. No.
Yikes.
No. So, you know, as nurses, we all know that some patients do fake things, and
I get why it's hard for outside people to realize that
because
that's
like
a thing.
Normal people can't imagine doing such a thing,
right?
But there are people out there, frequent flyers,
they just need the attention,
who need that, and maybe they come for some kind of like emotional comfort or whatever, and that's great. But guess what? It's really frustrating to be on the nursing side of it and to know that your patient is like
literally exaggerating
and faking it. You can tell. I mean, it's funny.
It's hard to explain to anybody else outside of this.
It's funny because it's true.
That's why it went viral. I laughed. I'm not gonna lie. I laughed, okay? I agree with her. I've watched people pretend to be out of breath.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they felt like I wasn't watching, were all of a sudden not out of breath.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I sometimes contributed this to like maybe they have anxiety or something like that.
Right.
Or maybe they have this. But then I would watch them try to manipulate the situation completely. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, okay, at this point, using my observation skills, my experience and my common sense, one would say that the symptoms you are trying to describe to me are not true.
Right. And so I feel like telling a joke or making some kind of funny interpretation of that situation outside, like away from the patient, rather than calling the patient out and getting upset, like we have a relief in humor.
Right.
So when somebody's doing that, we're not going to treat them like crap.
No.
And call them out and be like, you're a faker. I know what you're doing.
Out of breath, bitch.
Yeah. Out of breath, what? Out of breath, what? No.
Oh my God.
We don't do that. We remain professional.
Yeah.
We treat everybody with respect, and we do treat it as if it's an anxiety problem.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's fine.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's nice to have a, like,
when you step away and you're like, oh, Lord, they just kept me in there for 2 hours on a fake symptom because she really just wanted to tell me about how her mother played her 500 different ways north of Sunday. So let me say, for the hashtag patients are faking, there were a lot of traumatic stories in there of people saying, you know, they described certain symptoms to doctors and they were ignored. Most of it was them describing symptoms to doctors. So I'm sorry,
you guys, it's the doctors.
Don't try to put us at that level, because
right.
we are very understanding people.
Mm-hmm.
We hear it all and we know how to therapeutically communicate.
And
okay?
We pass it all along to the people who can actually make the final decisions and the diagnosis.
Yes. But there were some very traumatic stories, and I don't want people to think that we are making light of the fact that some medical professionals do take real symptoms and ignore them
and pass it off
due to bias, right. due to whatever. Mm-hmm. And it's not okay. Mm-mm. But in that situation, I feel like her video, which was meant for us, was unfortunately a perfect storm for people to say, oh, if you guys laugh at stuff like this, you should not be nurses. Like, I'm pretty sure there's stuff that happens at your telemarketing job mm-hmm. that you guys hear over the phone or something mm-hmm. that we probably think is kind of rude for you guys to laugh at or something
right.
like that.
Or but you mortgage bankers are giggling about certain little things or engineers.
I don't even know why they walked in here with a 400 credit score. Now, yeah, us, we might think that that's rude. Like, some people might be, but you're thinking like, no, like, listen, these people know they're mm-hmm. just trying to do this. We don't judge you guys for making light of the real aspects of your job. Mm-hmm. So I personally, if I have to side on whether or not she should have made this video, I am going to say
yes, and we would like more.
I'm going to say, this is hard because I want to say yes. The only reason why I want to say no, though, is I feel like we need our own, like, private account that only we can see. And you have to, like, upload your nursing license no, to get into or something.
Here's the deal with that. There's always those nurses at the nurse's station who don't know how to take a joke and take everything way too seriously.
My God, that happened to me last
night. Oh, my God. Gosh. And they're like always running to the manager.
Oh my God. They're just making fun of the situation. And I feel like, if she feels like that, she just should be like, bitch, I'm trying not to blow up. I just want to laugh at something.
If you don't want to be here, then don't be here.
Okay.
Okay. Well,
okay, Miranda.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot.
Carry on.
Goodbye. No one's talking to you.
So I think Nurse Ebony and Nurse Ivory are going to side with D Rose on this.
Yeah, we are. We love you, D Rose, and we'd love it to have you on the show sometime.
I'm sorry, you guys. If we lose the listeners because of this, we think it was funny, and more power to D Rose. Mm-hmm. All her videos aren't funny, but that one was funny to me because the beat was banging.
She was right. She was actually. We'd like you to drop an album, please.
Please. Now,
the next one is a different story for all different reasons.
For all very, very different reasons.
So there's a nurse known as, she goes by Nurse Holly on TikTok, Nurse Holly Official.
Should we have a TikTok or are we too old for TikTok?
I feel like we could do it. We're cool. We're cool.
Are we?
We're cool old. Like, I think we're adaptable.
I don't
adaptable.
Even have that on
Listen,
my
bitch,
phone.
We have a podcast.
I don't
we're pretty
even
cool.
have the app.
Download it. It's
grandmas
actually
have
really
podcasts.
Funny. No.
Yes, they do.
Really?
I'm going to Google
we
it.
We need a Google Grandma podcast.
Grandma podcast. Okay, Nurse Holly.
So, Nurse Holly. So, she's on TikTok. She has 1.7 million followers.
My God.
She is facing backlash right now because she made a video promoting abstinence as the best method for STD prevention.
Okay, Sarah.
And
Payman.
It was a very, like, sassy, like, the best way to prevent STDs is waiting for sex until marriage. Just the truth. And she's, you know,
just
bobbing her head and flipping her hair and all
that.
Oh,
and like the words are like popping up.
Right. The words are popping up and she's like pointing at them and not actually saying anything, but it's the text.
Okay.
And I feel like religious views should be kept out of medicine, and I, you know, whatever, if that's how you believe, great, but you cannot preach that as medical advice. When you're on the platform as a registered nurse, you know that abstinence is not an effective way to teach people to avoid STDs.
Like, I mean,
at all.
Unless you're asexual.
Right.
And you're only having sex with yourself.
It's just not practical.
I mean, I don't get it.
I read somebody wrote, you know, it's like telling people the only way to not get the flu is to live in a bubble. Don't go outside and don't interact with anyone ever.
Yeah.
how practical is that? It's not, okay?
It's not the best advice. It's not the best health advice.
No. Sexuality is a normal part of life, and I feel like it's a pretty wide consensus in the medical community to teach safe sex rather than abstinence. So she has been receiving a lot of backlash over her stance.
Especially from nurses. Now, this is not just solely from viewers outside the nursing field. A pretty popular nurse influencer, she goes by She's in Scrubs. She's a cutie. Real cute little girl.
I like her.
I do too. Mm-hmm. She adorable. She created a response video, kind of like mirror. You know how people do like the mirror thing on TikTok? I don't. Honest to God, I have no idea how they do any of these So she created a response video, which hers basically said, did you know like spreading false information, like especially based on your bias, goes against the code of like nursing ethics. Like,
yeah,
we literally learned this in I think it's like the first class.
Yeah,
nursing fundamentals and ethics. It kind of tells you like, yes, everybody has their own experience in lives that you do. You have your own religions that you practice it, or your own belief systems, whatever the case may be. But when you come to the bedside,
we're laying all of that down, and we're,
all of that stays outside.
We're practicing evidence-based medicine.
Practice, yes, is what we are doing. And we are educating our patients based upon evidence-based practice.
Yes.
We all know, and we all watched back in 2007, 8, 9, when one Alaskan tried to promote abstinence and then said daughter turned up pregnant as a teenage.
Right. And it was kind of like it's a
God
story
playing
as old
that
as
little
time.
Trick, like, you might not want to push something that is not proven to work.
It's not practical. It goes against human nature. And like I said before, when you're coming to the table as a nurse, you gotta leave your biases behind you,
right?
And
it's okay for you
people
to believe in abstinence until marriage, you want to be abstinent,
great, good for you. Like, more power to you. I am not knocking your religion or your beliefs, but as a medical professional, you cannot preach these types of values to people. You just have to give them the honest truth and the evidence behind it.
And leave your opinions at the door. Even if asked for, like, I've had people ask me certain questions that seem like traps to me. Like, this is a little bit too personal of a question. It's a little bit too controversial of a question. And I'm just like, like, I get asked about the man that sits in the White House a lot at work. I feel like we use that question to do orientation a lot.
Yeah.
What's the president's name?
Yeah.
I don't even like saying that title. But I try to leave it out. But of course, patients, they always are watching the news. So they'll be like, so what are your thing? And I'm like, pass. Hard pass.
Yeah. I'm not discussing I'm not doing that here.
Nope. I mean, you could take a wild guess,
right?
But I ain't doing it. Not with it's not happening. Sorry.
I had to really bite my tongue the other day on that subject. A patient, I walked in to start her IV, and she just went on a political rant, and I was just like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Okay, which arm can I use? Should I put this IV in your hand or your arm? And she just kept going, and I'm just like, stop it. This is not the place.
Can we not do this?
We cannot do this here.
Can we not?
You do not want to hear what I have to say. And I'm a passionate person. I have some strong beliefs about women's health and sexual health and all that. And I'm sure you can guess how I lean. But I do keep my opinions to myself. And I try to just take care of my patients and avoid
and just,
those controversial
like,
subjects.
Can we move on? Mrs. James, I don't want to talk about this with you. I don't want to hurt your feelings,
right?
Because I will.
Yes.
Period. Poo. So, Miss Nurse Holly, she seems really young.
I think when she grows up, she may realize.
She might regret posting that. And I don't think she'll take it down. She'll probably post some video apologizing for offending other people. She's just trying to promote, you know, godly this. And she, and it appears, by the way, people found out where she worked. They found out where D Rose worked too. They sent her video to her employer. But as far as the last thing I saw, she has not been terminated. Mm-hmm. Same thing with Nurse Holly. They found her employer. They sent the video to her. Everybody's writing like these long exposés. Like,
I don't think she should get fired.
No, listen. I don't. I think a little bit of education. But you know what? This is why I have like this thing about having just a slight bit of distance, because one disagreement and then next thing you know, they're pulling up some policy about internet behavior and social media with affiliation to our company and gag me.
Yeah.
And it's like, I know. Like, can we not, please? So I don't agree with people doing that. I don't agree with her video. I think her video was whack. Regardless, the music was whack. Her stance was whack.
It's
the way
all
she
whack.
Walks is whack.
Whack.
The way she skateboards is whack. I hope you guys know what video that is from. But leave. I mean, once again,
just don't go there.
Going viral.
No,
going
thank
viral
you.
Two nurses zero.
Right.
Fucking zero.
Yeah,
this is why Nurse Life RN has a private page. Did you know his Instagram
is
private?
No, I didn't know that. I forgot
that Nurse Life RN is a private page.
That's probably good.
And I'm pretty sure he's like, let me see who this is before I left them in, because a lot of doctors get into his page and they're always leaving nasty comments about our jokes about doctors on his page.
Get out of here.
This is not for you.
No, it ain't for you.
This is our safe space.
Yes. Let us have a safe space. You know, like every other profession.
They have their own, too.
You have the ability to make jokes and have some comic relief of what you do day to day. And as far as that goes, I feel like we should not be judged so harshly.
For being
funny,
humorous people.
We're funny, okay? We're really fucking funny.
Listen, all these people that are just stumbling upon these videos, I hope to God you never find none of these nursing meme pages, because you'll never want to go to the hospital again. If you know the things we laugh at, the things we make jokes about.
But it's a coping mechanism.
It is.
Like, our jobs are very stressful. We see some shit, okay? I watched somebody die last week.
Like, it's like a thing.
It's not easy to do what we do, okay? So the way to cope is to laugh at certain things and to bond with your coworkers and the people in the field. Like, we share this badge of honor, I feel like, and we should be able to, it's like soldiers or whatever, like discussing what they do together, you know, like,
oh God,
I'm sure they have I'm sure they have some sick fucking sense
sick
of humor
fucking jokes,
and you
that
know what?
We probably would not find funny
no,
at all.
More power to you. You know what, I'm out of it, because I am not in that situation.
Right.
I'm not in that field. I'm not gonna try and force my way into that space and judge everybody for the jokes that they make just to survive emotionally. Like, we are what we are. Just leave us alone.
I mean, just a little tip from us, for all, especially I feel like as we are a much more social entertainment type environment, especially with nursing influencers on the rise, like being a nurse is a whole image and thing now. If we have to give you guys any advice as you go along with your day and as we close out this amazing episode, be aware of what you post and understand that when you post it, you must reap the consequences of it, good and bad.
But
so
this is also why I do give this advice. Leave your employer off of your Facebook page.
Listen.
There's no point in associating your social media
Turn
with
your
where
badge
you work.
Around.
Like, don't just
try
don't
not to
do
post
it.
Any identifiers. Like, just separate yourself from where you work.
That way they can't hold against you what your opinions are or what you post. And they can't claim that it has any association
with
them. I don't have my employer anywhere on my social media, because
mine says
I
work for Registered Nurses RN USA. I have no idea what that is, but Okay. That's where I work.
Yep.
I mean, obviously a lot of people know where I work because they've seen like the color of my badge if you live in Michigan, but you can't prove it because it doesn't say anything.
Nope.
It could be a fake fucking badge.
Yeah.
But until next week, stay viral, people, and we will see you then.
Bye.
Bye.